The issue of individual privacy often comes before the High Court to be scrutinized and judged. But the privacy of food producers seems to be an almost inalienable right. It wasn't always the case. Over a century ago, a novelist named Upton Sinclair went undercover in the meatpacking industry, and the resulting book, The Jungle, was so disturbing it changed how the country thought about its food. Since then, many journalists have used the same tactic to expose the hidden corners of our food supply. In 2008, an undercover investigation exposed the malpractice of a California meat processor.
An investigation by the Humane Society of the United States uncovers abuse of down dairy cows, cows too sick or too injured to stand, at a California slaughterhouse. What's more, the meat is being served to children through the National School Lunch Program.
That undercover investigation resulted in the largest meat recall in U.S. history. But in recent years, a number of states either have passed or considered laws that would effectively criminalize such reporting. Will Potter, who will describe some disturbing practices in our interview, is author of Green is the New Red. He says that these so-called ag gag bills have become the law in Utah, Iowa, Missouri, and have been appearing and reappearing in almost a dozen other states.
In New Hampshire, Nebraska, Indiana, Wyoming, and Arkansas, bills have already been introduced. And in North Carolina, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania, they should be coming any week now. The recent spate of bills that we've been watching introduced around the country zero in on the criminalization of photography and videotaping of animal enterprises. Some of them are so broad that they criminalize anyone who documents from the road or from passing by what some of these facilities look like. In addition to that, they criminalize possessing and distributing these materials.
A lot of these bills are constructed as efforts to combat terrorism, eco-terrorism or otherwise, and yet it seems to be criminalizing information.
Absolutely. The original argument was they were needed to go after underground extremists like the Animal Liberation Front, who are destroying property, stealing animals, breaking windows. That's been completely ignored at this point. These are all about targeting undercover investigators, not arsonists. So, for instance, in Indiana, one of the bills that's been introduced, in the very first few lines, it says that farmers have the right to engage in agricultural operations free from the threat of terrorism by unauthorized third parties. It then goes on to say that anyone who takes photographs or video images of what takes place on these farms will be targeted. Similarly, the supporters and sponsors of this legislation have been using that rhetoric as well. So David Hinkins, who's a state senator from Utah, he actually said that the people being targeted are trying to kill the animal industry, and he called them terrorists on the Senate floor.
You have FBI files going back as far as 2003 recommending that undercover investigators be prosecuted as terrorists. The FBI and those legislators who are also using the T word seem to make no distinction between the activists who have caused real physical damage and those in collecting information might cause economic loss when wrongdoing is exposed. Is economic loss terrorism?
When I testified against a law called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act back in 2006, lawmakers in the FBI, the Justice Department, all responded that this type of legislation would not be used against investigators or whistleblowers or protesters. It was only about people that are destroying property. What we've seen is that legislation and many of these other bills focus on economic loss. And when we start talking about the loss of profits, the most significant threat to those profits in recent years has not been broken windows. It's been activists who are actually opening windows into how these operations work by creating video footage.
So what are some of the things that these undercover investigators have revealed in the last few years that if these laws are passed, they may never reveal again?
Around the country, these undercover investigators have revealed really horrible violence, such as in California at the Central Valley meatpacking plant, where a slaughterhouse worker stood on a cow's nostrils attempting to suffocate her. And in North Carolina, we saw workers at a butterball plant kicking and beating turkeys with rods, slamming them across the floor. We've seen workers body slamming piglets onto a concrete floor in order to kill them. In California at Hallmark, it was exposed that the slaughterhouse facility was actually pulling what are called in the industry downer cows, which are cows that are on the ground because they've collapsed. According to the industry and the USDA, these animals are not allowed to enter the food supply. What undercover investigators showed was that these animals were entering the food supply repeatedly.
In response to these bills, you've heard from the Humane Society and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The activist groups, by design, are biased in favor of one position. Do you think that if journalists got into this fray, they might be able to marshal more public support against these bills?
Absolutely. Many of these bills are explicit about not just targeting the people who do the investigation, but the people who distribute it, who republish it. For instance, there was an investigation a couple of years ago that at the same time the group Mercy for Animals was conducting the investigation, ABC News was following along with it, aired the same footage after they verified it, and it drew national attention to this and criminal charges. Under these bills, in North Carolina, for example, both the investigator and the journalist would be wrapped up together.
Will, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Will Potter is the author of the book Green is the New Red and a blog of the same name.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writer's Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.